The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
I'm Leslie from Minnesota, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. Your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 452 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show today, as always, is Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean and Chris Eliopoulos, and we are, of course, joined by Jennifer Teague von Hoffman and Chad Werick as we wrap up our discussion of the 2017 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend.
Yeah, well, the next morning was actually very, very cold, and it was the wind chill factor was about, I think it felt like 20 degrees. So,
isn't that crazy weather, 2 days in a row like that? What about you, Chad? You decided it was now going to be the Arctic tundra after the rainforest.
it had been 80 degrees at the start, and it was brutal out that morning. And there was something about, we live out in New England where we're used to cold temperatures, but there was something about that wind that just cut right through you. And I was absolutely shivering, waiting, just standing in that parking lot waiting to go. That was absolutely brutal start.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to wait outside for a long time for that race to start.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that had been brutal.
That's like, the worst part of these races, I think.
That was the worst, yeah.
I guess, were you layered? Did you make sure you had like enough layers on?
No, actually, of course, I only brought running shorts and T-shirts. Oh. So the day before, I actually ran over to the expo, and I went to the, I forget which booth, I think Champion, and they already had things on discount, like 25% off. So I bought long pants, long shirts, and so I was able to layer up a little bit.
It really was unbelievable, Chris. I had run in 2011, was it, Mike, when there was the
10?
Ice storm? 10.
Yeah, 10
and I remember people saying, oh, you're from New Hampshire. Why is this bothering you? It was really it was like a damp cold, and it just cut right through your skin. I don't know how to describe it. It was miserable. Miserable.
Miserable.
Oh, my gosh. Miserable.
I brought towels from the hotel room.
Yes.
And I was completely wrapped up in the towel. It was horrible. It was just horrible.
Yeah, it really was.
And you're already going through some trouble, because that screws you up the day before with the half marathon. Your mental state is screwed up, and now you're running into the cold. So, Chad, how did you survive? Just kept moving?
Just kept moving. There was a lot of hot. Disney had set out some of those heating lamp things on poles. They have the gas jets and the heating lamps on tall poles. They had some of those out, and people huddled around those like meerkats.
Yeah, it did remind me of African animals under a tree.
And it was just, you can only do so much. But, once you're in the corral, you're so crammed in there. Everybody's just kind of like rubbing against each other for body warmth. Just kind of, it was fine once you got in there. But, man, that parking lot, there was no escaping it. That was rough.
It was wacky weather all weekend.
Yeah. My wife has always said ever since that 2010 race that we always get the race retreat just for days like this. So,
word
to the wise in the future.
And I do get it often, but you still had to go and stand in the corral, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, once you get out there, yeah. But, if you're still waiting ahead of time. But
miserable.
So what do you think of the course there, Chad? Was it all it was cracked up to be?
That and more. I have to say, it is a real marathon.
Yeah, you
because
felt it.
I felt it. Yeah, I really felt it. And I now know what people are talking about when they say Cone Alley. I now know what they mean, like the endless miles in the ESPN Wild World of Sports.
Uh-huh.
And from what I hear, this was actually a longer stretch through that than normal.
What was there?
I just heard that because I've never done it before, but I hear that it was even longer. It was mile 17 through 22 almost. Yeah.
Yeah, really? It's usually through 20.
Yeah, it used to be 16 through 20. Yeah. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that hill at mile 22 is a killer.
Mm. Yep. They do that on purpose to kill your spirit.
And running by the sanitation plant is all it's all I've heard and more.
Did you do the? Did they take you through?
That's Disney magic.
Yeah, right. They take you through Animal Kingdom by all the animal gates where you can really get a whiff of everything. And
I don't remember that. I saw some goats out, but I don't remember running by animal gates.
Yeah, well, there's always the pens that they have behind the scenes that are there, and you can sort of get a whiff of things as you go by sometimes.
Ah, so. Okay. I don't remember that.
All right. What was your experience? Did they take you through the magic, the kingdom and through the castle?
Or did
they go around?
Yeah, through the castle. And running up Main Street I did have to stop running. I walked up Main Street because it was just – the emotion was overwhelming. Mm. The crowd, the experience, the light. And because the Christmas decorations, I didn't know those were still going to be up. So I was so excited to see the castle with the special holiday lights and everything. It was just spectacular. And then running through the castle, I got to run through the castle. So I know Elsa was off to the side. I guess sometimes she's been overhead, so people stop to take pictures, but she was off to the side. But I was able to run through the castle. There was no bottleneck. There was no problem whatsoever.
Well, that's good to hear. Maybe they saw. Well, you said, Mike, that they're already planning to get rid of that, but maybe that's a solution.
Well, for the half marathon, there was no course portion that was going to take us through the castle. We were going to go around the castle, but for the full, I guess they didn't have as many participants. So I think there was only 17,000 who ended up finishing for the full. So that plus the way the corrals were released, and I'm guessing Chad, you were in one of the earlier corrals, that helped too.
Yes, right.
And I wanted to mention, I think if you look at past race weekends, this was a little bit earlier because in the past, when I've arrived there, usually the Christmas decorations are up day one and then they're all gone. And so the Christmas decorations were up pretty much some of the places till I left on Wednesday. So I don't know, the timing was just a little bit different this time.
All right, so after you left the Magic Kingdom, where'd you head off? You headed off to Animal Kingdom, correct?
Yes, after going through all the long, long stretches at
the Cone Alley, right?
Yeah. Oh, that is kind of deadly.
Yeah? Was it packed? I mean, because usually we're in the back of the pack a little bit more, and we tend to get even crazier in terms of trying to keep from falling.
It was fine. It was just long, but it was fine. There was no backup, and you could run through there with no problem.
Yeah.
And they had some interesting character stops. I especially liked the one where they had the old ride vehicles, Mr. Toad and the old Sky Tram Bucket, and they had a couple others there. That was pretty cool to see.
That was new. I don't remember that last year. Do you guys?
Mm-mm, no.
That's cool. I like that idea. See, that's good. See, yeah, because like now, you know, we used to have like the racetrack. You could see all the cars. Now they're giving you some old ride vehicles. Sounds like it's a pretty cool thing. How are you feeling throughout the run? I mean, did it warm up quickly, or were you sort of like really freezing all the way through?
No, I think with any of these races, once you've got a couple miles under your belt, plus I had the long sleeve, you know, the wicking type stuff on, I was warm, if not sweating, by about, you know, mile 5 or 6. So I was fine from that point on. So
very cool. Any other things that stood out to you in terms of like characters? Did you stop for anybody?
Oh, I stopped. I stopped for the gravediggers. It was funny because they had the two gravediggers, and you could lay down, and they'd pretend to throw dirt on your face. Except one of them actually dumped a shovel full of dirt on my face. I was like, right. "Sorry." It was like, "Oh God!" So,
wow, that's just what you need.
What? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, no, he had dug it into the dirt for the picture, and then he picked it up and tossed it, and I got a whole face full of dirt. It was great.
Wow.
Thanks, pal. Wow.
That's really Disney magic.
So you felt like once you got around, like you must have studied the course, I'm assuming.
Yes, I did.
So you knew by the time you got to Hollywood Studios that you were near the Promised Land, right?
Yes, absolutely. Right.
So it was like, was there a feeling of elation at that point?
There was. Boy, Hollywood Studios, though, boy, it really felt like we just dipped our toes in there and right back out again. Talk about barely being in the park. But yes, as soon as we hit that, it's just, I knew that I was on the home stretch and I was going to finish this. So yeah, it was great.
Do they still have the choir waiting for you at the end?
Yes, except they weren't singing when I went by. They were just standing. Yeah, I was so disappointed. I was waiting for the gospel choir. And as I'm running by, they're just standing there and there's some music playing or whatever. And there's some clapping going on, but nobody was singing. Yeah.
That's happened
thrown
to
some
me
dirt
before.
In their face.
Yeah. They are allowed to take breaks, I think.
Oh, come on. Well, so you were done there. Everything, you felt good. You got your medals.
Felt great. And as soon as you went through, they said, you know, Dopey to the right. And so I followed off to the right. And they did a great job of streamlining us through because then, of course, I picked up all the medals, the half marathon medal, the Dopey, and then my lovely food box, and then put you right through to the official photographers. And I had bought the photo pass, so that worked out great.
Good. So, yeah. What did you decide on the half? What were you taking? A deferment?
It wasn't an option.
As Dopey, the only option you got was the gift card.
It was automatic. Okay. Right.
It was automatic. We didn't get a choice. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, so I guess we'll start to wrap it up. But so I will ask you, Chad, would you be willing to do something like this again?
Absolutely. I can't wait. Yeah, absolutely. I was so I know people say, you know, they're cutting back and whatever, but as someone who's never experienced it before with nothing to compare it to, I was just absolutely in heaven the whole time. I had the biggest smile. It was just relaxing, fun, so great to meet. And you know what it was? It wasn't the touring the parks. It was the people that made it. It was the meeting of the Mickey Milers, meeting some of the lizards from Be Our Guest Lizards. It was the connections I was able to make down there that just made the week so incredibly special that I can't wait to go back.
Oh, excellent. So, Jennifer, now yours is very an interesting thing. So what's your plan now? What's going to be your first official Disney event?
Well, as a runner, my first event will hopefully be the Light Side Challenge next year at Disneyland. Okay. I am hesitant always to predict what is going to happen in the future as opposed to what I'm planning. I'm waiting to hear back from Run Disney about whether I can do that transfer or not. Because I know that registration, I'll bet it's opening soon because I was kind of shocked to see that registration for Marathon Weekend is next month. So it looks already. Like you're on like an 11-month pre-registration schedule now, which honestly I think is nuts, especially in combination with the fact that they don't do deferrals anymore.
Right. It makes me want to go out and do that race because I want to see you do it.
Oh, that would be so much fun if you guys were there. That would be awesome.
Well, so what about you, Mike and Michelle? I mean, it was a crazy weekend for you, but did you have fun?
Michelle?
It was crazy. I physically was not 100%, and that really it made it not as fun a vacation as I typically have. I did not get to a park. I got there on Wednesday. I got to a park on Monday. It was the first attraction I went to. In fact, Chris, I think I sent you some videos of the great moments in history with the Muppets.
That
was
pretty
much, I think, the first thing I had done. So, you know, the running was okay. The volunteering was great. As Chad said, the people were great. I did have a lot of nice meals, but didn't go on a lot of attractions. So I feel like I want to go back and have my Disney fix that way. I have nothing to complain about. I was there for the whole month of August, so it was okay. But it's not like I never go. But it was really interesting. Just to see the people running around, really, you know, the human spirit. It was just really nice.
I mean, it sounds like it was as difficult as it was. It was interesting, Mike, right?
Well, you know, it wasn't your typical January race weekend, and I think that that made it interesting. Every day was different. There were things that I thought I had seen everything after doing it for so many years, over about 10, 11, 12 years, and it was just very, very interesting. The camaraderie, the way things were handled, I really want to give props to Run Disney. They stepped up. to the batter's box and really hit a home run with how they handled everything. I think Michelle said it right. They didn't have to do anything, but I think what we have seen over the last several years, they figured that maybe it's time to, you know, really do something to, you know, to thank everybody, and I think that their offers were very generous.
And I want to mention, too, that we're recording this how many days after the race?
Oh, about 10.
Many people have already started getting their refunds, their gift cards. So
right, so...
They
want you to come back because if they... I mean, we're talking 27,000 registered runners for the half. So you'd have 27,000 angry people if you did not do right by them. So, and they gave them all the options. And it looked as though this had been something that had been discussed well in advance because all the I's were dotted, all the T's were crossed. So they really did a good job.
They must have a running situation room.
Yeah, they must have had that. And I think really a special tip of the hat here to the people who organized the volunteers, because they must have had to bring in a whole bunch more people on Saturday and Sunday to be handling the half marathon gift cards and various options. And they really scrambled at the last moment to make that happen. And from what I hear, there were not crazy long lines at the expo. There was massive traffic getting to and from the expo. That was where the problem was. Yeah, but within the expo, it went really smoothly. So my hat is off to them.
Yep. And every volunteer I ran into, from the people passing out the water to the metal people, were all spectacular. So I was really, really impressed with all of them.
Thank you.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
We were awesome.
We were awesome. We had fun.
You were awesome.
Here we go. All right. Well, Mike, why don't you take us home?
Well, first off, Chris, that was a great job. You covered everything, and it was very thorough. And I want to thank you for playing the part of Wolf Blitzer, because I think you covered it very, very well. And it was
the understudy for Mike Scopa today will be Chris Eliopoulos.
Yeah. So
he was not throwing away his shot.
Not throwing away his shot. So for
These people are.
Yeah. Well, first off, we want to thank Jennifer and Chad. Thank you very much for coming on and talking.
Thanks
about
for having us.
A very, very interesting the weekend. So for Jennifer Teague von Hoffman and for Chad Werick and for Chris Eliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks and maybe at next year's Walt Disney World Marathon weekend.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.